Right, we talk about crime a lot on this show because we got a lot of bad crime in Harris County, Texas. And so much so that the mayor and the police chief had to make an appearance at a local shopping center. You know, for our listeners, the Galleria. You're very familiar with the Galleria. To try to convince people to come on out and shop because of all the stories that are going on about people who are going shopping. And then they, you know, criminals are following them when they see them coming out of very expensive stores. There's a lot of very expensive stores in the Galleria. Then they follow them to their car and then follow them back to wherever they live, generally in the suburbs. And once they get there, they rob them. Hopefully that's all they do is rob them. But we've had plenty of these types of cases. I know it has a name. The name for it kind of escapes me at the moment. Maybe our next guest knows the name. Sergeant Betsy Smith is with us. She began her career as a police dispatcher at the age of 17. Man, that's an Sergeant, that's an awfully responsible position for a 17-year-old. You must have matured pretty early.
Actually, at 17, I was a police dispatcher, and I did that until I could become a police officer at age 21.
I didn't know.
You can do that.
I didn't know that they'd hire 17-year-olds to do that job.
Well, that was in the 70s, I think. I think now you have to be 18, but it was my little local sheriff's department, and I realized that I wanted to be a police officer, which, you know, wasn't a thing for women in the late 70s, but I became a cop in 1980 and spent 29 years doing this. And
wow.
And what you're describing is so incredibly frustrating. You know, I'm very familiar with Houston and Harris County, and it's, I'm a police trainer now. I train a lot of cops in Texas. And it's very frustrating because in Harris County, you have so much happening with your prosecutor's office, with judges, some who don't want to take cases that they should be taking. And now we've got this holiday crime spree where people are coming, they're trying to shop. And they're trying to pour money into the local economy, and yet they're becoming crime victims. And that should not be happening.
Well, no. And what's particularly frustrating at the other end of it, too, I'm sure, for law enforcement is just the lack of resources at this point. Harris County has done its best. Some of the leaders in Harris County have done their best to sort of defund the police, take money from the police and put it into things they say are related to, you know, to things that the police do, but don't really do anything to fight crime. So we're down in police officers, we're down in resources, and crime continues to rise.
Well, and that's true. And that's a nationwide issue where we are seeing, especially in larger police departments like Houston and like Harris County. And then, you know, we can go to Dallas and, of course, Austin and Travis County. And then all around the nation, Chicago, New York, Portland, Seattle, L.A., everyone is experiencing record resignations and retirements in their police departments. And then we are having extreme difficulty getting people interested, young people, in being police officers. And why would they be interested when we have spent 2.5 years telling people cops are racist, cops are brutal, cops are bad, police are the problem, when we know full well law enforcement is not the problem. Police officers are not the problem. But when you defund your police department, you can't engage in programs like crime prevention, and you have to spend more time dealing with violent crime, so you can't prevent these thefts that often turn into violent crimes. And now we've got this vicious cycle. And who is it affecting? You know, defunding the police hasn't particularly affected the police in as much as it affects the public. And, you know, here's the thing I want people to understand. People who don't feel safe aren't free. And we like to talk a lot about freedom in America. If you do not feel safe going to the mall and purchasing your Christmas presents and driving home and taking them into your house, then you know what? You're not free. And I want people to really think about that.
Well said. We should also mention Sergeant Smith, rather, is a spokesperson these days for the National Police Association. So you talk to law enforcement all over the country. It's the same everywhere right now, isn't it?
It absolutely is. There are some places, Wyoming, parts of Florida, that aren't having the difficulties that the rest of the country is having, you know, a little bit South Dakota. But I mean, really, every police department is having difficulty in hiring people, to the point where you're seeing a lot of departments are offering hiring bonuses. And in Florida, they offer retention bonuses. That's something Governor DeSantis had happen. But, you know, in Texas, one of the issues that you have is you have these, let me call them woke prosecutors in some of your counties. Travis County is a great example, where you have the prosecutors are more interested in indicting police officers for things than they are prosecuting criminals. And that's a problem, because right now, you know, quote unquote, criminal justice reform is turning our criminal justice system into a pro-criminal system, when it should be a pro-crime victim, pro-American freedom system. We are losing the nature of the American criminal justice system, what the founders, quite frankly, intended it to be. We're spitting in the face of the Constitution. We're spitting in the face of American law enforcement, and we're spitting in the faces of American crime victims.
You know, for a long time, it has felt like the police department has been losing the PR war. Do you think that is turning around, Sergeant Smith?
Well, here's the thing. When you take money out of your police budget, one of the first things to go are your community policing programs. And, you know, for Harris County is a perfect example. The Harris County Sheriff's Department has an excellent homeless outreach program. I know some of those deputies. Gosh, they do an amazing job. But you've got to be able to fund that. But the first thing in any police department, the first priority is to answer those emergency calls, those 911 calls. So the more money you take out of a police budget, the less money you're going to have for crime prevention programs, for community policing programs. And you know what else you're not going to have money for? Training. So everybody wants police officers to make these split-second decisions about use of force, saving their own lives and the lives of innocent people. But yet you take training dollars out of the budget you're misappropriating funds, basically saying, oh, we're going to take money and put it into other things. You're taking it out of the hands of crime victims, because you're not allowing police to do their job. And that's what we have to get back to. We've got to put the law enforcement back into police work.
I think one of the things that's particularly frustrating for police officers in Harris County is, again, unfortunately, a great example of that, is the PR bonds, the no cash bonds of people who are charged with felonies, people who are charged with murder, who are basically released with no trial date in sight. We have a backlog of cases. COVID is to blame for some of that, but we have a backlog of cases here that go back for years. So we say, well, it's not fair to jail people for years. So they go ahead and let them out on a PR bond, and then they go out and they commit the crime again or a different crime, and then they go ahead and release them on another PR bond.
Well, that's the thing. Your backlog in Harris County in the courts is one of the worst in this country. And I have had a conversation with the head of the police union for Houston PD, and it's extraordinary. And it's, yes, COVID was involved, but you also have judges who aren't going to, you know, who are not going to be retained, so they don't want to do anything. And then you have, again, the jail can only hold so many people. So we are letting serious criminals out in Harris County. And there's also hundreds of cases that are just being dumped. They're just being, you know, people are just, we're telling crime victims, hey, you know what? We're sorry you were the victim of a crime, but we just don't have anybody to prosecute the case. We don't have a judge to listen to the case. It's horrific. Because every single crime victim in Harris County, as they are around the nation, deserves to get have their case heard, and they deserve some retribution, and we're ignoring crime victims.
Well, I think it's going to take a hue and outcry from the public, and quite frankly, in this last election, because the Harris County judge position was up, you know, that's tantamount to being the county manager. You had a lot of different judges and a lot of different courts that were up. But unfortunately, a lot of the same people, some of them aren't being retained, but a lot of the same people who made these decisions have been reelected. Now, you know, we're not going to get into how up and up the election was, because that the election, honestly, is under investigation by the state. But even so, the fact that it was close enough tells me that there's a lot of work that has to be done within the community to make people understand where the real problem is.
Well, and you're absolutely right. You know, there's that old saying, all politics are local, you know, and everybody knows who their national candidates are. And generally speaking, you know, they know some of their state candidates. But when most people, quite frankly, get down to the lower part of the ballot and there's those judges' names, most people don't know who their local judge is for this type of court, that type of court. I implore people to do your research. And also, our political parties have got to put information out there about these judges and talk about the kinds of decisions that they make, because there are differences in the way judges decide cases. And quite frankly, you want a pro-victim, pro-police judge to be able to hear those cases.
Sergeant Smith, before I let you go, I just want to go over your resume here. Again, police dispatcher at 17. You've been a patrol officer. You've been an investigative officer, narcotics, juvenile, hostage negotiation, crime prevention and field training, and you've been a law enforcement trainer for over 20 years. If you had to pick just one, what was your favorite job as an officer?
I'll tell you, I loved running the crime prevention unit because, you know, we got to interact with so many wonderful people in the community. But I'll tell you, my favorite job right now is being the spokesman for the National Police Association. They are an organization that helps citizens to be able to support their local and state and county police departments. We're at nationalpolice.org. We do some incredible things, and I encourage everyone to go to our website and see what we do.
Well, I can see why you love the job. You're very good at it. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. We appreciate it. We love our Texans.
I hope you do, because Lord knows we still support our law enforcement here. That is Sergeant Betsy Smith, National Police Association. Back with more in a moment. Jimmy Barrett Show here on AM 950 KPRC.